Welcome to the Hometown Foods, Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey, Guthrie Center Superintendent Josh Rasmussen. All right, Josh, on Wednesday night, the Adair Casey and Guthrie Center school boards met for their regular session. How did the meeting go?
Yeah, it went really well. We met at the AC campus in the junior high library, so both boards were there and went through quite a few discussion pieces.
All right, and some of that was the student activity fund with the public purpose board policy talk in there as well. What was the discussion on that?
Yeah, so we were discussing a few things during discussions, mostly student activity fund, public purpose, just trying to create a policy. So if we wanted to do meals, maybe before a game or before or send students to a state meet, providing them meals, we're just trying to come up with a new policy that allows us to do that and grants us some public purpose so the board can create a policy to help us there. We also discussed our school safety assessment review, and that was done about a year ago by Tetra Tech, and just really taking a look at what items we would like to purchase with that grant money. I know that the state gave each school building $50,000, so both districts have about $100,000 to update some of those safety pieces within their building. The board also looked at and discussed a PEPL Save, kind of a long-term planning. I know that we reviewed our facilities last year. We have a few projects that we want to get on that list. So just trying to create a document to kind of watch and budget our spending with that PEPL and Save dollar amount. Our ACGC activities handbook is one that we continue to look at and just try to give our administrators and activities, coaches, some guidance, and we discussed that. And then also our November 7th school election, which is coming up, along with the revenue purpose statement that will also be in that election and on that document.
All right, and what is the revenue purpose statement for, if I may ask?
So the revenue purpose statement, we're taking a look at our SAVE dollars, so our Secured and Advanced Vision of Education. It was formerly known as the state penny tax. This just gives the board and both schools kind of outlines how we're going to use that money. It doesn't raise taxes for any of our taxpayers. We're going to pay the penny sales tax no matter what. It basically just grants a school permission to use that for things like our technology, just kind of buildings and grounds, those types of purchases.
All right, and then you guys also discussed upcoming dates, of course, as we were just talking about the school election on November 7th. Both school boards do have some positions open. I know Adair Casey has two positions and three candidates running, and Guthrie Center had three positions and three candidates run for that, correct?
That's correct. So AC, Randy Carney, Dallas Dinkla are up. Randy will be running as the incumbent. Erica Tunick and Justin Crawford would be the other two. And at Guthrie Center, Matt Van Meter, Wanda Kenobi, and Tim Benson are up. Matt is returning as the incumbent. And then Tate Stetzel, Kara Underwood are the other two. So there will be an election in both districts, and those are the candidates that will be running for those positions.
All right. And then also coming up on November 15th, there will be the Iowa Association of School Boards Delegate Assembly and Pre-Convention Workshops. And you guys talked about having a delegate for that then, correct?
Yeah, so for Adair Casey, it'll be Lindsay Dinkla, and for Guthrie Center, it'll be Brian Sheeter. So they'll go down, and for IASB, they'll create their annual meeting. They'll set their legislative platform during that assembly and then select candidates for the IASB board for those needed positions. So that'll take place during the annual conference there on November 16th.
All right, and then after just a couple other items there and the upcoming dates, again, the convention is the next day after the delegate assembly, and then the regular meeting the same day as the delegate assembly, the next regular meeting for the school boards. You guys moved on to action items, and you had a resolution authorizing payments. What was that about?
Yeah, I just really wanted to be able to allow the SBO to pay for purchases or to get through some invoices prior to board meetings if needed. So just allows our SBO to make some payments there on some bills if those bills do become due before that board meeting for that month.
All right, and then you guys had the NSBRC modified allowable growth once again, and that was for LEP allowable costs.
Yeah, so we both boards went ahead and approved a request to the SBRC for that LEP, which stands for, you know, that limited English proficient student, otherwise known as probably your English as a second language student. Guthrie Center approved $30,823 and the Derek Casey $23,455. And that just allows us some spending authority for those excess costs we took on last year.
All right. And then there was also the 2023-24 SIAC committee that you guys discussed as well, correct?
Yeah, our school improvement advisory committee. So they meet a couple times throughout the year. We have one scheduled next month, but the board went ahead and approved that list of committee members. And we will look at a variety of school improvement and really get some feedback from that committee group or community group, looking at our data and a variety of other topics that will take place during that advisory committee meeting.
All right. And then the last thing that was on the agenda before you guys moved into a closed session was the special education contract that Adair Casey has with Woodward Granger.
Yeah, we have one student that attends Woodward Granger as a resident student. So we went ahead and approved that contract for that student.
All right. And then, of course, postseason is getting started for sports. The volleyball team already won their first game. They returned to action Monday night. The cross-country teams performed Thursday, and you mentioned that they both placed first in the meet, and then the football team competes tonight, Friday night, in their first round.
Yeah, just really, really, really fun time of year and excited for our high school activities as well as our junior high, but the activities really represented our communities well, and our football team is undefeated, and they're really looking forward to the next couple Friday nights. I know it's one night at a time, but it is a lot of fun, and especially for those seniors, you know, they get to put on that helmet for maybe the last time. So, and our cross country teams last night both took first place at their state qualifying meet. So, you know, big shout out to Coach Shago and his team and the kids, and excited for them to get to the state meet next Friday. And our volleyball team, again, yeah, second round of volleyball. They've really grown throughout the year and played some tough competition, and I'm really looking forward to them and watching them going through their tournament trail.
All right, Josh, was there anything we didn't cover that you want to make sure we get out there?
Yeah, you know, both boards also took a look at the certified enrollment for the district. We know that certified, which is the total number of students that are eligible to go to school, was down in both Guthrie Center and Adair Casey, and we were also down just our served students in both districts. So we're really taking a look at that and what that means for us. The number for Guthrie Center is around 16, and Adair Casey was around 23. So we're really looking into those two numbers along with our open enrollment in and out. So that was one other thing that we addressed during the meeting. And also just a shout out to Diane Flannery, who is our Guthrie Center Elementary teacher. She was the Administrator of the Year for the Iowa Talented and Gifted Association. And I really thank Diane for her work that she's done for our community there in Guthrie Center and for our schools, for ACGC schools, her leadership, and really thank her for the service that she's put in for our community students and staff.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
Hey, thanks, Marcus. Have a great day.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.